What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. All right, my friends, here's the deal. If you've listened to this show or have seen me speak live, then you've heard me say that the universe always delivers. Always. Period. The universe is always responding to your thoughts, to your energy, to your emotions. So it's pretty straightforward. What you put out to the universe, you will receive back from the universe. And that's whether you want it or not. And that's why it's really important to pay close attention to the energy you're putting out and learn how to raise your vibration when it's not in a good frequency. So, Gabby, you ask, how do I raise my vibration? Well, you meditate, plain and simple. When you meditate, you can align your energy with the universe and effortlessly attract your desires. You can do less and attract more because your vibes speak louder than your words. So the work here is to relax your energy, calm your nervous system, get back into alignment with the energy of the universe. That's how you become a super attractor. So today, my friend, I'm hooking you up with my two most requested manifesting meditations for free. So head over to deargabby.com/free meditations to get access now. Again, that's deargabby.com/free meditations. I'll also throw this in the show notes if you want to find the link later. Do not miss this. Grab your free meditations. Let me help you tap into your greatest resource, which is the super attractor power within you. Enjoy the meditations. deargabby.com/free meditations. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Today's episode is, well, a little bit different. In the studio with me is my producer, Joshua, and he fielded some really meaningful and important questions from our listeners about happiness and overall well-being and how to face turmoil when we're witnessing all that's happening in the world today. And a variety of topics that are also really deep and profound that started to come through in some of the questions and really important topics that we needed to discuss. So, on the show today, we will be answering your questions, and I'll share some essential tools to help you build resilience and experience joy, no matter what's going on around you. I'll help you identify opportunities for growth and how to choose happiness and welcome a miracle mindset into your life so that you can choose to see the world through the lens of love. Again, no matter what's going on around you. So stick around till the end because this is a very powerful episode. I'm answering your questions. Do not miss this. Enjoy the show. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Gabby.
We're in the studio. Joshua, JD, aka Where's Waldo, is in the studio with me and he's going to ask me some questions. Let's see what comes up. We're going to riff.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of these may not seem so new to you, but they're definitely ones that come up often. So we'll just dive in. My first real question for you is based on my need to look at the world, and I see so much turmoil happening around the world today. Do you think that impedes our ability for happiness and makes happiness harder to find, and why?
I think with the turmoil that's happening in the world, we actually have a better directed opportunity to experience happiness, genuine happiness. Because when everything's working out for us and things are going well and we're just in that cruise control, it often is this false pretense that the happiness that we want is something that we're going to look for outside of ourselves. I just want to get more of that, or I want that career to make me happy, or that relationship to make me happy. But when we experience collective trauma like we did through COVID, or we experience just such extreme turmoil in the world, we actually often push to a point of potential bottoming out, potential breakthrough. And often those moments of breakthrough, while they're extremely uncomfortable at times, are the greatest catalyst for our change, our growth, and our presence. And so I want to offer up that shift, the shift that we can look at the difficult times that we're living in as a chance to go deeper, as a chance to strengthen our inner condition. And the more that we show up for and strengthen our inner world and our inner resilience, the easier it is to survive and thrive in difficult times.
Is there something tangible that you can say, hey, to set me on this path, I could do this?
So to set yourself on the path for making that difficult moment a great catalyst rather than something that's going to hold you back, my suggestion is just to choose that. To choose that this totally funky, uncomfortable time or whatever it is that's personally happening for you actually is an opportunity for growth. Something happened recently in our business that was a big, fat, expensive wake-up call. It was just frustrating. It was not only frustrating, but it's an expensive mistake. And my immediate reaction was, oh, while this is uncomfortable, while this is expensive, this is the universe putting an obstacle in our way so that we can make the detour in the right direction. And that choice, rather than just being totally pissed off about the extreme expense and just being totally pissed off about how this all went wrong and whatever happened, I said, oh, no, the things that we're doing are getting bigger. There's more exposure. We need to get more buttoned up. Why not see this as a chance? Get a little bit more clear about what's under the hood. And that shift gave me not only the grace to move through this and not having sleepless nights and just to show up for it without catastrophizing, but it also, I believe, is going to greatly impact the results of what happens here. Because if I'm catastrophizing, I'm going to get in the way. Whereas if I'm in that space of, okay, universe, this sucks, but show me what to do, then I can really allow the natural order to take over and I can energetically stay out of the way and witness the opportunity in front of me. Yeah, it sucks when things are difficult, but ask always, what is being revealed to me? What is this opportunity, instead of seeing it as an obstacle?
Along the same line of asking and seeing the opportunity, one of the things I love most that you say, and I'm paraphrasing, is that if you're having fun, you cannot fail. And I believe that's so true. Again, how do we redirect ourselves to accept that idea of just the fun and the joy in something? And can you give an example of when that's been true for you?
So I often get a lot of guests on the show that'll have fear of failure. And my suggestion to them is always, well, instead of focusing on an outcome, make your priority to have more fun. Because if the only goal is to have fun, how can you fail? And so when we put our attention and our emphasis on the desire to have more fun, the desire to bring more joy into the situations that we're in, to give ourselves these laughable moments, then we actually create an energy that's not resistant to more. That energy is expansive, that energy is joyful, that energy is abundant, it's receptive, it's high vibration. And in that space of leaning into what is joyful, what is possible, what is creative, we actually open invisible doors. More is revealed. A attracting power within us is activated. And it's not a fake fun. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go out and just kind of like bullshit my way through this. It's about genuinely getting into that childlike state, genuinely giving yourself the opportunity to experience more joy in your life. And whatever that task or that thing that you may be doing is happening in your life in that moment, the more presence and joy you can bring into that present moment, the easier it is to expand that joy and expand that joy and build upon it all throughout your life, in every corner of your life. Now for a quick ad break. Do you have anxious thoughts? Are you restless at night? Or do you just not feel 100% like your best self? Well, making sure we feel our best should be our top priority, truly. And by spending a few minutes with Calm each day, you can be sure you're taking the necessary time to prioritize yourself. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Their guided meditations, sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions are all designed to give you the tools to improve the way that you feel. And a lot of times I like to just wind down after the long day and just listen to some of the relaxing music tracks. And it's really great for meditations. Even if you've never meditated before, you'll get the support you need to reduce stress, improve focus, and uplift your mood. The sleep stories help you drift off quickly to recharge your brain. And they also are really good for kids and helping them fall asleep at night. So if you're looking for some support getting your kids to bed, head over to Calm. If you go to calm.com/DearGabby, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. So relax. Calm's got everything you need for a happier and healthier you. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/DearGabby. Go to calm.com/DearGabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/DearGabby. Between my workouts, my recording sessions, being a mom, being a business owner, traveling across the world, it's very easy for me to forget simple things that are so important, like staying hydrated. And that's where Liquid IV comes in. Their hydration multiplier is game-changing for anyone looking to boost their hydration levels. With just one stick of Liquid IV mixed into your water, you can hydrate 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, their formula is packed with 5 essential vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes. Liquid IV has 12 amazing flavors like sea berry, strawberry, lemonade, lemon, lime, and my personal favorite, watermelon. Liquid IV is made from only premium ingredients. They are all non-GMO and free from gluten, soy, and dairy. And I just love how convenient it is, too, because I packed them all up with me when I went to Australia and Bali, and then I pack them to the gym or I pack them when I'm going to the city. Airplanes are a great place to be hydrating yourself, my friends. So if you're traveling a lot, grab your Liquid IV. Liquid IV makes me feel great. And so whether you're heading out for a workout, a busy day at the office, or just need a little extra hydration in your life, which frankly, we all do, Liquid IV has got your back. Trust me, you won't want to go a day without it. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Gabby at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Gabby at liquidiv.com.
Can you define what spirituality means to you?
Okay. What spirituality means to me is the commitment to opening up your conscious awareness to an energy of love that is within you and around you, that is supporting you and guiding you. That energy can be defined however you choose to define it. But when you open up your awareness to that presence and you start to settle more into your moments of stillness, your groundedness, your feeling of connection or inspiration or even feelings of joy, you start to build upon a faith of your own understanding. And in the presence of that faith, you start to define for yourself what that energetic presence means to you, what that spiritual connection means to you. But I can know for myself that that spiritual connection is an energy of joy. It's an energy of love. It's an ever-present grounded force that is within me, but it's also around me. And it's something that is me that I have access to and that I can use in this human form and that I can tap into. But it's also something that I have to lean into proactively. And being in that proactive experience of leaning in, tuning in, opening up, connecting more, all of the worldly obstacles start to feel further and further away. And I don't feel as overwhelmed or taken down because I know that there's a presence within me and around me that is there to support me. And that connection can come through as an intuition. That connection can come through as a feeling. That connection can come through as a overwhelming presence of love, like a blanket of love that can pass over you. It can come as a intuitive idea to do something different. It can come as almost a feeling or a sense of being pushed in a direction that you have to take, even though it doesn't make any sense. But it logically may not make sense, but intuitively and physically and spiritually, it feels like it is the only choice. As we start to attune to and listen to that presence within ourselves and that presence of love and resource and compassion and commitment and courage, then we start to feel more led by that voice and that presence than led by all of the fears that we've built up against it.
You talk very openly about your addiction. When you were at that low point, and you talk a lot about this in Happy Days, what was the catalyst that literally the switch that flipped for you that said, no more, today's the day, I'm going to change my life?
When I got sober on October 2nd, 2005, the miracle moment was suspending my worldly perceptions and opening up through prayer to receive a spiritual direction. Often when we hit a bottom of some kind and we have a cracking open, we can actually hear spirit. We can actually hear guidance or intuition much more loudly than when we're in our busyness of our day-to-day life. And so that cracking open, that bottoming out, that's often when people really hear what they may call God. And so on the floor of my studio apartment, I really said a prayer. I said, I need a miracle. And in that moment, in that presence of that miracle, I received that inner guidance, get clean and you'll live a life beyond your wildest dreams. And so for a temporary moment, I released the outside fix, the outside desire to just fix something. And I surrendered my desire to get help to the care of my inner guidance system, to spiritual connection, without even realizing it. And that inner guidance was what changed my life.
I've got a couple questions from some of our listeners. The first one is from Kristen. She wants to know how you differentiate if you are picking up on others' anxiety as opposed to your own.
Okay. Well, if you're feeling anxious, it's your anxiety in that moment, but you may have picked it up from somebody else. And so we're all energy. And as we start to mingle with the energy of others and co-create in the world with the energy of others, we have to have a level of awareness of recognizing that other people's energy does affect us. That when we walk around the world unconsciously, not aware of this open vortex that we have at all times to just pick up what other people are putting out, and if we don't create a boundary, a conscious boundary, we could be walking into rooms and picking up negative energy. We could be walking into rooms and picking up anxiety. We could be really responsive to people's big facial expressions, energetic shifts, tones of voice. And so the way to really adjust that and start to protect your energy and start to protect your container more is by building up an inner boundary, a desire inside that says, when I walk out the door today, I am making the commitment to just be open and loving, but not pick up everything that everyone is putting out. And then those moments when you maybe have felt like some kind of attachment to somebody else's energy and you didn't have that boundary up, you want to be really conscious and make a commitment to clear that energy. And so that can come again with an inner directive. I demand that any negative energy that I may have picked up be removed from me now. And I ask that any positive energy that I may have lost be retrieved now. And that dialogue is a boundary. And the more we set those energetic boundaries internally, they start to be reflected in our external experience. So when I walk around the streets of New York City, I've got an inner boundary that says nobody's energy can come latch on to me. I'm not picking up what you're putting out. And I can smile at people, I can be loving and kind, but I'm not going to walk around picking up everything that's around me. And so making that inner decision, I'm creating a boundary now. Maybe you visualize it. Maybe you see like a shield of light or a shield of golden light or even a shield of plexiglass, whatever feels like a good visual for you, and wrap that around yourself as you enter into situations that may cause triggers and may offer up energy that's not your own, that you don't want to take on. And really claiming that you have the power within you to create boundaries with the energy of others. And also be conscious of the fact that your energy can be placed upon other people too. That's not comfortable. That's not cool. So just be aware, starting to open up your awareness now that you're not just what you say and what you think. Your energy speaks louder than your words. So I just got back from Australia and Bali and had this 3-week trip, which was amazing. And what also came up for me was that I really needed to stay very, very, very proactive about my overall well-being and my immune system because I gave back-to-back talks. I was on lots of different planes. I was around a lot of people. I was across the world with jet lag. And so I really needed to keep my immune system pumping. And so I relied heavily on Symbiotica. And Symbiotica supplements are the real deal, my friends. And that's why I have been traveling around the world with it these days. So I've got my liposomal vitamin C, which is absolutely amazing for my immune system, my D3, K2, CoQ10, getting me that whole synergistic formula that plays a really key role in the immune function, collagen production, healthy aging, you name it. But also that magnesium L-threonate just to help me fall asleep at night. These products are absolutely amazing. They promote a balanced mood, support heart health, and boost overall immunity. It contains the highest quality plant-based materials that are compatible with the human body and essential for activating over 3,000 genes associated with longevity. So if you're thinking, but Gabby, I don't even know where to begin. They have a super convenient and easy online quiz that will help you figure out the best supplements for your specific goals. And because you're a listener of the show, I'm hooking you up with a discount. Visit symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide or create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount. Bath time is me time. And I have a little ritual that I do every time I get in the bath, and it's Tree Hut. Tree Hut, the creators of America's number one body scrub, has just released an amazing new line of hydrating gel washes. The only way I can describe them is skin quenching, literally. I started using the Tree Hut hydrating gel washes, and it literally changed how I bathe. I look forward to getting into the bath. I've got all my products lined up, and these gel washes are infused with fruit oil complex that delivers a heavy dose of hydration, leaving my skin feeling really incredibly smooth and soft. And they have this long-lasting scent that's just delicious. And I've literally been telling all of my friends that they have to use this, and they all love it. All of the Tree Hut washes are formulated with their hydrating oil complex that plumps my skin with renewing antioxidants, brightening vitamin C, and nourishing rich fatty acids. It is also great for getting my skin really, really clean. And this is great whether I'm in the city or in the country. These gel washes literally wash away dirt and oil and grime. And I can't imagine showering without them. And trust me, you will thank me for this. So my friends, complete your shower and bath routine with Tree Hut Hydrating Gel Wash. And now in most of the world, it's summertime. We're going to be in the sun. We're going to have a lot of dry skin. This is what you want to bathe with. After I got back from my trip when I was in Australia and Bali, I just knew that I needed to replenish my skin. And there it was, my Tree Hut, right next to my bath, ready to go. Shop at Target, Walmart, and Ulta, in-store and online.
This is a big one from Anita. How do we know we are navigating on the right path? I'm just so confused as to what I really should be doing with my life.
If you're confused about what you should be doing with your life, which I think a lot of people can raise their hand and say, yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here, whether that's personal or professional or just from an inner place, that's an opportunity. That's a chance to start to open up to other possibilities and other ways of living. It's when we're so stuck in that lane that we actually limit the possibilities. So right now, rather than saying, oh, I don't know what to do with my life, I don't know where I'm going, see it as an opening, seeing it as an opportunity to just open up your awareness to what's possible. I would say start doing things that bring you joy. Step into the art class that you never took before, or go hang out with those friends that really elevate you. Because in the presence of that joy, we start to activate our intuition. And in that intuitive state, we are directed, we are guided, and we're given and revealed what's the next right action. My whole career was born out of an experience of just doing something that was joyful, doing it for free. I loved speaking. I would get on stages at universities. I would talk to people at college campuses. And I just kept showing up and showing up for free. And in the joy and the experience of that, my intuition just expanded and my gift began to be birthed. And I was able to show up for my highest and best purpose from a professional perspective. And I've seen that happen in my personal life in many ways as well. So I would say really see this as an opportunity to start to just do more of what you love and see what is revealed.
Alexandra says, how do I overcome the deep feeling of unworthiness? For example, to feel worthy of having a happy, loving relationship.
We probably need to do an entire episode on feeling worthy. But the feeling of unworthiness is a deep core wound. And it's a belief that we built up at a very young age. And it has just been magnetized and reinforced again and again and again and again. And so first, just notice it and be the witness of the fact that there's a story I've been telling. There's a belief about myself I've been believing. There's a part of me that has lived without a sense of worthiness. And just be the witness of it. Just notice where it comes up in your life. Notice it with love and compassion. And the first step to anything is having this conscious awareness of it. So be proud of yourself for having the willingness and the bravery to look at it, to notice it, to see it. Undoing the feelings of unworthiness are often a deep dive. It's like a free fall into a support system, whether it be therapy, whether it be a recovery group, whether it be following lessons in a book like Happy Days or any other spiritual or therapeutic self-help book. But opening up your awareness to the beliefs that started this inner dialogue and the storylines and the parts of you that have showed up and been established to protect you from ever feeling that unworthiness so that you can actually get closer to that true feeling and let it be revealed to you. What we may run from most is those deep core wounds of unworthiness, those feelings of unworthiness. So I just want to acknowledge this person for the bravery to even speak for it. It's a huge first step.
One more question. This is from Liza. I was laid off from my job earlier this year, and I've been really committed to manifesting a dream job for myself. Long story short, I accepted an offer for something that is not my dream job. How can I see it through the lens of opportunity versus something to feel disappointed about?
Okay. When people get fired or they don't get the job they wanted or the boyfriend doesn't work out or they get divorced or whatever, I always say congratulations. And it's not to be rude or dismissive. It's just to say, if it didn't work out, one, that means there's something better. And if it didn't work out, really owning that rejection is protection, that what does not happen in our life is actually the chance to go in a different direction or be protected from something that may not have been really good for us, or potentially learn something about ourselves that we otherwise may not have been uncomfortable enough to face unless we had that disappointment. Listen, we don't want to avoid disappointment in life. It's just like with children. You don't want to protect your child from any kind of disappointment because how will they ever learn resilience? And how will they ever learn to show up? And so for your own experience of disappointment, instead of letting it take you down, let it move you through. Let it give you energy and momentum and direction to open up to new possibilities, to open up to personal growth and development that might be possible, and to open up to the awareness of this possible experience of protection. Maybe it wasn't meant to be.
That's all we have time for today.
I love it. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.